Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got Mama Lee next. We got Debbie Lee. She's going to talk to us. She is a Gold Star mom. She's the mother of Navy SEAL Mark Lee. Featured, if you saw the movie American Sniper, then there was a lot of interaction between Chris Kyle and Mark Lee. And she's here today. And she also spoke out. She was at SHOT Show, and I heard nothing. I mean, it was like a half a dozen people contacted me and said, hey, Mama Lee is just firing at Michael Moore left and right. Got to have her on the show, Boone. And we're also going to talk about America's Mighty Warriors. Mama Lee, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
It's so great to hear from you again.
It's always good to hear from you guys and be on the show and give you an update on what we're doing and fire back at those that continue to attack our troops and are clueless who pays the price for the freedoms we enjoy every day.
And thank you so much for your, I mean, not thank you, but we just want to respect your family's sacrifice. Also, families do sacrifice. Families do go without. And sometimes the worst of the worst happens, and we lose our warfighters in battle. And then families, it's never the same. I mean, no Christmas, no Thanksgiving, no New Year's is ever the same again. There's always that element of loss, and we want to respect that, and we just want to give you our love.
Well, thank you. That means so very much. Definitely gave my very best for this country. My son Mark was my baby, and the sacrifices that he made, just the final day even, he stood up in the direct line of fire 3 different times that day on purpose, willingly gave his life to save his buddies. And of course, that's not shown. They took a lot of Hollywood license on Mark's character. They did awesome with Chris, and the message in the movie is amazing, but they didn't show Mark's heroic actions, you know, in the movie, what he really did. And I am so proud of him. I miss him very much, but I love him and carry on in his memory. I had no choice. The news that was given to me on August 2nd, 2006, but I did have a choice how I responded. And my choice was to put on his boots and pick up his weapon and stay in the fight for you guys and for your families and make sure when there's an injustice, I speak out and raise awareness on it and that we're taking care of you guys physically, emotionally, when you come back home, and our families of the fallen who've also given their very best to this nation, that we don't ever forget the sacrifices they've made, that we don't ever forget their hero, their loved one, who gave his last breath or her last breath for our freedoms.
Yeah, I don't, fortunately and unfortunately, those who are not connected to the community, really, there is no way for them to understand what that means. You don't know until you know. Until you've lost a loved one in battle, until you've, I mean, I can't even explain it. I never could. I probably won't ever be able to do that. But I do know that they just don't know. And nobody knows better than you do and your family and the Gold Star families of America. And, you know, we want to give you our love, and also to all the Silver Star families in America too, those that are injured in combat. It is, people don't know how everything changes, and everything changes because there is someone willing to serve a cause greater than themselves and truly give their life, not a contribution on a weekend, not giving up a cup of coffee, their life. And the whole family makes that same sacrifice when we lose a warfighter. They're not going to get it. I don't think they're ever going to get it, but we get it, and we're going to continue to take care of our own. As much as you support us, we will support you to our last breath, to our last breath. Let's talk real quick and get a plug for America's Mighty Warriors.
You bet. And like you said, excuse me, that is one of the things why I can do what I do is because all of you guys who have served, that circle goes round and round. You guys do it for the family, and in turn, we're doing that for you. And there's 4 major things that we do at America's Mighty Warriors. Mark's name actually meant Mighty Warrior, and he definitely lived up to his name, but it's not just about him. It's about you. It's about each and every one of our veterans who served. No matter if it's current conflict, past conflict, what branch of the military, we're dedicated to all of them. And as I said before, we do a lot of advocacy, so I'm up on Capitol Hill fighting for your funding, benefits, rules of engagement, VA issues, anything that there's an injustice against you guys, we try to stand and be that voice for you. We have a house in Arizona called the Heroes Hope Home where families of the fallen can come stay free for the week, and they just get loved on and pampered. The whole week is free for them while they're here. We take care of their meals. There's gift cards for sporting events, movies. There's chocolate, balloons, everything taken care of. We just want them to know we'll never, ever, ever forget the sacrifices they've made or their hero. We do retreats in Texas for our wounded warriors and their families and for our Gold Star families. And then this past year, we recently started paying for hyperbaric oxygen therapy treatment for our troops with TBI. They found it's actually healing the brain. It's pretty cool because some of the clinics will do a certain brain scan before and after, and you can see the changes in those brain scans and the healing takes place. It's also helping with PTSD with some of the symptoms there. So that's been awesome to be able to do that. We're working with Carrick Brain Institute in Texas and also seeing major improvement there for PTSD and TBI.
I love that you're doing that. And this brings some awareness because you know it like I know it. And then let's come back here probably next week or the week after and open up that discussion and discuss more. But for those that don't know, someone with TBI and someone with PTSD, the symptoms are different, but they overlap. When you have both, it's like the PTSD gets ingrained in the drive path of your brain. It's truly ingrained in the drive path because when you get the blast injury or something, it zeroes you out. And then as the brain reconnects and all those neurofibers reconnect, they connect in your current environment, which is a combat environment. So I would be crazy to not admit the fact that everything I do right now is emulating everything that I did in Solder City. It's just my drive path. It's what we do. But it's not what people think it is. And I'm glad you're bringing attention and awareness to help out with those things with TBI and PTSD. I want to bring you back so we can really expand on that. Today's short time, but I wanted to bring you on and just show you our love and show you our respect.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. And that's one of the things I have felt from the military community, you know, especially the SEAL community. That is my family. Those are my boys. But I see that extending out, and the love and support that comes back has just been amazing. I feel like I'm, you know, not saying that I'm old, but the old woman in the shoes, you know, the fairy tale. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do.
That's right.
My family has grown, and the sons that I have adopted and have adopted me, it is such a blessing and such a gift. And, you know, Mark made sure that was my final gift was his teammates, that they take care of me. And like I said, that family has grown exponentially, and I am a blessed woman.
Well, when we see our Gold Star moms, they become our mom. We take care of that. That's our obligation. We are duty-bound to do so. So you are my mom just as much as everybody else's. And I appreciate you, and I thank you for doing that. Let's get a plug for the organization so people know how to get in touch with you. We'll put it up on the Tipping Point Boone Cutler Facebook page. And then I'm going to turn right around, ask Karen to schedule you know, today or tomorrow, get you hooked up. We'll talk about this stuff, all the stuff you got going on with TBI and PTSD. So how can people find out about America's Mighty Warriors?
They can go to our website, and that's americasmightywarriors.org. There is other contact info on there. We've got a store. They can purchase Mark's Memorial merchandise. If they haven't read the book American Sniper yet, we've got that up there. And the proceeds from everything in there go to support our troops and the families that fall into our program. We don't have any current salaries that we're paying, so the majority of what you come in, unlike many other charities, what comes into us, the majority of it is going to impact the troops and their families.
Thank you so much. And give us your final word about Michael Moore.
Michael Moore is an idiot. He is a coward himself. He has no clue what our men and women in the military sacrifice so that he can have the freedom of speech that he has. But when he uses it against those who gave him those very freedoms, then he's got the wrath of Mama Lee on him, and I won't let up.
And we got your back. Thank you so much, Mama Lee. You lead the charge, and I'll cover your six. This is Tipping Point Boone Cutler. Stand by to stand by. We'll be right back. In the meantime, go check out americasmightywarriors.org.
Now, this isn't the first time that somebody in the national media has decided to do something derogatory against warfighters or the warfighter community for some kind of, media attention or hype. But we're kind of tired of your hype. We take it personal. We love our community. We love our families. What you're doing is wrong. From now on, Redcon 1, myself, the entire warfighter community, here's how we're going to do this. We're going to play it smart. You throw some trash out there against us, every time you do it, we're going to spin it. We're going to turn water to wine. We're going to turn your derogatory trash into cash.